I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz. Ben Ferguson with you. We've got a lot to chat about today, including some breaking news with China and Iran, plus an attack on judges coming from the Democrats, plus COVID vindication. But first, we're going to start with China. Senator, it is many are concerned now that we may be on the verge of this turning into a really big war between Russia, Ukraine. Some are referring to it as World War III. The UK, we're being told, is going to supply Ukraine with long-range weapons. China is also giving Russia, or being accused of giving Russia, lethal support. You had that question asked this morning to Anthony Blinken on Face the Nation, and I want everybody to hear what he had to say and then your reaction.
There is open source reporting that Chinese companies are providing surveillance equipment to that mercenary group, the Wagner group, fighting in Ukraine. Does the U.S. consider this to be providing military support to Russia?
We've been concerned from day one about that possibility. In fact, if you go back to the very first conversations that President Biden and President Xi had about Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, just a couple of weeks into the war, President Biden shared with President Xi our deep concern about the possibility China would provide lethal support to Russia in this effort, as well as engage in the systematic evasion of sanctions. And the reason for that concern was just weeks before the aggression. You'll remember that President Xi and President Putin had a meeting in which they just talked about a partnership with no limits.
I mean, Senator, a partnership with no limits, that obviously is something that would concern you. But now seeing that apparently they're providing lethal aid to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, your reaction?
Well, number one, China is the most serious geopolitical threat the United States faces for the next century. And this administration is fundamentally weak on China. They are soft on China. They are unwilling to stand up to the Chinese Communist government. Number two, when it comes to the war in Ukraine, from the beginning, President Biden's policy has been utterly incoherent. He has been weak on Russia, and he has been effectively funding both sides of the war, providing aid, military aid to Ukraine, but also funding the people who in turn are funding Russia. You talk about China right there. As you know, I forced a vote on the floor of the Senate floor to enact a ban on the federal government purchasing electric vehicles or batteries made using slave labor in concentration camps in China. Every single Democrat but one, everyone but Joe Manchin, voted no. They all voted to keep importing electric cars, electric batteries, made using slave labor. John Kerry's response when asked about the concentration camps and slave labor said, it's not my department. He's not concerned with it. And so you have, in effect, this administration, I would note also, and we've talked a lot about this on the podcast, the Ukraine war started because Biden waived the sanctions on Nord Stream 2. He waived the sanctions on Russia. He waived the sanctions on Putin and allowed Nord Stream 2 to be built while Ukraine and Poland were begging him, don't let this pipeline be completed. If you do, Russia will invade Ukraine. Well, Biden ignored it. He went soft on Russia like he'd gone soft on China. And by the way, they're doing the exact same thing with Iran as well. They are lifting and waiving sanctions on Iran. And so the Russians are using those Iranian drones to kill Ukrainian citizens. And the Biden administration is literally funding every side of the war. They're funding the Ukrainians. They're funding the Iranians by lifting sanctions on them. They're funding the Chinese by buying electric cars and electric batteries from them. And it is that weakness and incoherence that makes this so incredibly dangerous.
Anthony Blinken was asked, Senator, about the Iranian part of this. And this was his response on Face the Nation.
Themselves.
Iran is also accused of providing more weaponry to Russia here. Mm-hmm. So they are building an alliance.
We've seen Iran provide drones that Russia is using in Ukraine to attack civilian infrastructure, to kill civilians. This is something that's been going on for months. We've been working to expose that, to take action against it, to sanction it. There's an increasingly noxious relationship between Russia and Iran, and it's actually a two-way street. Not only is Iran providing this this equipment to Russia, but Russia is also providing military equipment to Iran, including, it looks like, sophisticated fighter planes. That's something that looks like it may be happening, which would make Iran an even greater threat if it acquires that technology. So this is something that we've been talking about with allies and partners around the world. That relationship is a growing concern.
Senator, this reminds me so much of the Axis of Evil after 9/11, when the president clearly went to Congress and talked about that Axis of Evil. Before I do, I got to tell all of everyone listening about our good friends over at Augustus Precious Metals. And if you've been saving for your retirement for a long time, and you know how important it is to protect your money, they can help you do that with a gold IRA. I use Augusta Precious Metals. I have used them for part of my retirement, and they are different because not only will they tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer, they will also give you a lot of facts. They do something that's really cool. They do a web conference with each and every person that wants to learn more about how gold IRAs work and how it can help you with your 401k. So important right now, if you're close to retirement, you want to protect your assets because you don't have the time to make up losses. That is why you should call Augusta Precious Metals. If you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide and you can sign up for their web conference. 1-877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 1-877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say, I sent you, and they'll pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com. All right, Senator, my question for you first is, you're now looking at Iran, Russia, and China. Is this a new axis?
Well, look, they have been our enemies for a long time. The fact that they're working together, much of that has to do with the weakness and incoherence coming from Joe Biden. What he'll do is he'll occasionally have some tough rhetoric. But he's got multiple other domestic political priorities that he cares more about than actually following through and defending our national security. So let's take Iran, for example. Biden came into the White House with his number one foreign policy objective being to re-enter the Obama-Iran nuclear deal. And so from the very outset, he bent over backwards to give Iran everything it wanted, even as the Iranian Ayatollah leads chants of death to America and death to Israel, even as the Iranian government is funding terrorist activity. They are the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Nevertheless, the Biden White House decided they had a political objective, and their political objective was to have a new Iran nuclear deal. And so they immediately began lifting sanctions on Iran. The most potent sanction is the oil sanctions that we had in place. And actually, under President Trump, you'll recall, Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. That was the right thing to do. It was something I urged him to do. Trump did so over the recommendations of both his own State Department and his own Defense Department. Both the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense advised staying in the Iran deal. I made the case to him that a nuclear Iran was an existential threat to the United States and to Israel. Trump agreed with me. He pulled out of the deal. Even after he pulled out of the deal, however, a whole series of waivers remained in place that still gave Iran meaningful relief. And the biggest one was there was an oil waiver that allowed Iran to sell oil free of the sanctions. And I made the case to the president that we needed to end the oil waiver. In this case, the Secretary of State was Mike Pompeo, and Secretary Pompeo argued, do not end the oil waiver, that it will cause global oil prices to go up. Once again, Trump overrode his own State Department. He agreed with me. He ended the oil waiver. Turned out energy was right, state was wrong. The global price of oil didn't move barely at all. And the effect was we cut off 1 million barrels a day of oil sales to the Ayatollah. What happened when Joe Biden came back in? He stopped enforcing the sanctions on oil. So the Ayatollah is selling 1 million barrels a day of oil. This, to show the incoherence, this is at the same time the Biden administration is waging war on U.S. oil and gas production. He's effectively waiving sanctions. He's refusing to enforce sanctions on Iran, letting the Ayatollah sell 1 million barrels of oil a day. That money is being used, among other things, to fund terrorism targeting Americans and to fund drones that are being used in Russia to kill Ukrainian soldiers and Ukrainian civilians. It's incoherent. The answer is simple. Enforce the sanctions on Iran. Reimpose the oil sanctions. End the so-called civilian nuclear waivers. Use our economic force, and we should do the same thing on China. We should not be buying the products, the fruits of their slave labor. But the Biden White House doesn't want to actually be strong and consistent. Instead, it's trying to appease domestic political constituencies.
Last question on this. At what point do you think this starts to hurt the president's approval rating, refusing to come out, for example, and even say directly to China, stop flying these spy balloons over the United States of America, stop sending these things up, trying to come into our country in our airspace? If he won't do that, do you have any belief that he'll actually do any of these other things like send it to China if they're involved in this way with Russia?
For 2 years as president, Joe Biden has consistently shown us he will not be strong standing up to China. The Democrat Party today, they're structurally pro-China. The people who fund them, big business, big tech, big Hollywood, the big universities, they're all in bed with China. You look at the Penn Biden Center, funded by Communist China. There, the people writing the checks are Communist China. Where did Hunter Biden go to make millions of dollars selling access to daddy? Communist China. That is why the Democrat Party is unwilling to stand up. And then you put on top of that, Joe Biden just structurally believes in appeasement. He's unwilling to stand up to our enemies. He began his presidency by giving Putin everything he wanted and giving China everything it wanted. And you know what? Our enemies got the message, and all of them were more aggressive as a result.
I want to take a moment and have a real heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart right now. Can you feel it? That's your heartbeat telling you that you're alive. It's the same for a preborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception, and at just 3 weeks, it's already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. We've partnered with Preborn because we need to help these precious babies. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 babies from abortion. When a mother with an unplanned pregnancy meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine encounter that doubles a baby's chances at life. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a little baby is able to suck his or her thumb. For just $28, you can be the difference between the life or death of a child. And if you're a business owner, perhaps you can consider a larger donation for a write-off, because we know the government isn't working on saving babies. A donation of $1,000, $2,000, $20,000. All gifts are tax deductible and will reach eternity. Get involved today. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250. Say the keyword baby or donate securely at preborn.com/verdict. That's preborn.com/verdict.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
No doubt about it. I want to move to another issue that also is a very important issue. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you've got a cell phone, you need to check out Patriot Mobile, because every time you use your phone, every time you send a text, and every time you pay your bill, you will be supporting conservative causes that we believe in. We're talking about defending the First and Second Amendment rights, the rights of the unborn, helping with adoptions, funding of those adoptions. That's why we love Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is a conservative Christian cell phone company, the only one. And instead of giving your money to Big Mobile, where they're fighting against your traditional family values, Patriot Mobile was started so that you could work with a company that actually made a difference with every phone call you make. Patriot Mobile also gives you nationwide coverage. They give you unlimited talk and text. They give you the exact same coverage you have right now, because you'll be using the exact same cell phone towers. Except when you pay your bill, you'll be standing up for the values you believe in. So check them out, patriotmobile.com/verdict. That's patriotmobile.com/verdict. Use the promo code VERDICT. You can also call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or patriotmobile.com/verdict. I want to move to another issue, Senator, that's a very important issue, and this deals with intimidation of judges. We saw this get to, I think, a new low when Democrats were doxing the home addresses of judges, trying to stop the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the releasing of those internal documents from the Supreme Court so that we knew the decision was coming, so that there could be pressure on the conservative justices. And now there are two different opinion articles out there. Well, let me say one opinion article and another one coming from one of your colleagues, Senator Wyden, had a vile attack on the federal judiciary. This on top of the way the Washington Post put it, their opinion piece is, quote, there is one way to rein in Republican judges, shame them. Kavanaugh, by the way, was almost assassinated, and the DOJ has made zero arrests related to the protests outside of the judges' homes, outside this would-be assassin, basically. They said, everybody else, you're good to go. And we still don't know who leaked this decision from the Supreme Court, which is very shocking to me and everybody else, knowing what level of government was supposed to be involved in finding that leaker.
Well, it is dismaying, because we seem to have reached a new chapter where the Democrats have escalated their attacks on the judiciary. And listen, for some time, the Democrats have been willing to use violence and threats of violence to try to intimidate people into giving in to their political agenda. That was true in 2020 in the so-called Summer of Love, when you had Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots all over the city, where you had the far left more than happy to use the threat of violence, of rioting, of firebombing, of looting, of murder, to try to intimidate people into going along with their political agenda. When it comes to the courts, we saw in particular with the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe, that the left responded with violence. They responded with angry and aggressive protests at the home of the justices. These are justices sometimes who have children, even small children. When you have angry protesters at a home with small children, there is a threat of violence in the air. It's also a federal crime. There is a federal statute that makes it a crime to go to a justice's home and protest at the home, the Biden Department of Justice refuses to enforce that law. They simply won't do anything about it. Why? Because they are quite happy. They agree with the threats, the intimidation directed at the justices. Chuck Schumer stood on the floor, or rather on the steps of the Supreme Court, and threatened to unleash the whirlwind, to use his language, in an effort to threaten the justices to rule how he wanted in the case concerning Roe. Now what we've seen in the past week is two things. Number one, we saw on the Senate floor Senator Ron Wyden out of Oregon give a really vicious speech attacking a federal district judge in Texas, Matthew Kaczmarek. Now, this speech was directed at Judge Kaczmarek not for a ruling he's made, but rather because the Democrats are afraid he's going to make a ruling they don't like. And in particular, he has a case before it that deals with the legality of abortion drugs and the legality of how the FDA allowed them. And the left is concerned that he is going to rule against them. And so what they're trying to do is intimidate the judge and demonize the judge. So, for example, Wyden on the floor said this about Judge Kaczmarek, quote, "This judge is not upholding the oath he took. He is not adhering to the Constitution. He is making a dangerous mockery of the rule of law. Something needs to be done about it." Now, that something needs to be done about it is an invitation. It is an invitation to harassment. It may even be an invitation to violence. We know at least one leftist heard the invitation to violence and traveled from California to Bethesda, Maryland, in an effort to murder Justice Kavanaugh. And he was apprehended with weapons late at night outside Justice Kavanaugh's house. By the way, Wyden didn't direct his attack just to one judge, a judge who hasn't even ruled in the case yet. He also went ahead and impugned the integrity of the rest of the judicial system. Here's what Wyden went on to say. The Fifth Circuit, which is the Court of Appeals that covers, among other things, Texas, the Fifth Circuit, which has little respect for precedent or the authority of the other two branches of government, will almost certainly uphold his ruling. Then the Roberts Court will almost certainly leave the ruling in place through the long and arduous appellate process. So let's be clear. This is now a calculated and direct attack on the judiciary, on every level of the judiciary, on federal district judges, on the courts of appeals, on the Supreme Court. And it is coming in a concerted manner. Wyden's speech occurred at the same time as a big op-ed in the Washington Post, again, arguing for harassing and going after judges. This is dangerous.
It's not only dangerous. Is it fair to call it unprecedented to have someone do this type of attack from the Senate floor? I mean, I understand if you're outside playing politics, but on the Senate floor to do this, was this shocking to many members of that body?
Well, I don't know that much of anything shocks us anymore. It is not unusual for elected officials to disagree with a court's ruling and to denounce a ruling after the fact. That happens, and that happens on both sides. It is unusual for politicians to do it before the court decides in a manner that seems calculated to try to threaten and intimidate the judiciary. You know, I mentioned what Chuck Schumer said on the steps of the Supreme Court. He said, quote, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." And Ben, look, one of the things that is unique about our nation is that we have an independent judiciary that is by design not political, that is supposed to follow the law, follow the Constitution. Most countries, the judiciary is steeped in politics. In many countries, the judiciary is political, it is corrupt. And one of the most fundamental protectors of our liberty is that we have a judiciary that doesn't respond to the passions of the moment, doesn't respond to the mob, but instead is faithful to the law. These Democrats, in a concerted way, are trying to intimidate and tear down that judiciary.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a great point. And they're not going to stop, I think, anytime soon which is also concerning. It's why these elections are so important, so that we can make sure they keep some of their radical judges off the court. Lastly, Senator, I want to move into another important issue, but before we get to that, I want to tell you about my friends at Chalk, C-H-O-Q. If you're a guy and you're getting a little older and you feel like you're losing your edge, don't lose it. You need to know about Chalk, because it's time for you to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. We got far too much of that in liberal America. So if you're a conservative guy, then you need to hear what Chalk can do for you. The problem usually with men when they get older is a loss of testosterone levels, right? They drop off a cliff historically. They drop to all-time lows. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking Chalk, all right? My good friend Jesse Kelly, he turned me on to this. Like, dude, you got to take it. Chalk, C-H-O-Q. And I've been taking it now for, what, 2 weeks? It is impressive. I've been taking the Male Vitality Stack, and it is phenomenal. You can go right now to chalkchoq.com, and you can use my code Ben for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. Use the promo code Ben for 35% off. Get that strength and vitality back that you may have lost. You'll like it. You'll check it out. You'll understand this patriotic American company is going to help you have a new you. So don't give in to complacency. Take back your strength. Chalk, chalk.com. Use promo code Ben. Senator, I want to move to something else. I can't believe I saw it from NBC News of all places. But they have a headline now, and this is what it reads. Immunity acquired from a COVID infection is as protective as vaccination against severe illness and death, a new study finds. I'm waiting for Dr. Fauci to have a press conference apologizing to everybody. Your thoughts on the fact now, finally, we're getting this news out there.
You know, George Orwell in 1984 talked about how facts could be altered. We're at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia. Simply state it and the corrupt media parrots it along. That's what they're doing here. Of course, natural immunity is potent and in many instances more potent than the vaccine. That's true of most diseases. That was true and obvious early on in COVID. But if you said it, you got blocked on social media. You got silenced on social media. And if you actually lived by it, you got fired. How about the Biden administration apologizing to the thousands of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and Coast Guardsmen that they fired, many of whom had had COVID and had natural immunity, but they decided not to take the COVID vaccine? The Biden administration needs to hire them back. We have huge manpower shortages across the military, and these imbeciles have fired trained Navy SEALs, experienced officers. They need to hire them back. And you're right. There needs to be a public apology for everyone that tried to destroy someone's life, their livelihood, their business, to throw them out of school, to shut down their school because they refused to comply with an irrational and arbitrary vaccine mandate. There needs to be accountability. This was true then. It's true now. And miraculously, only now the corporate media is acknowledging it.
Last question for you. Over under on Fauci ever admitting maybe he got it wrong?
Zero. No
chance. There you go. I like it. Senator, as always, it's a pleasure. I appreciate it. For everybody listening, don't forget, we do this podcast 3 days a week. So hit that subscribe or auto download button. Share it with your family and friends and write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people on the charts. And we'll see you back here Wednesday morning.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.